Sanhedrin, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sanhedrin Bavli, Daf Yod Aleph. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, the third line from the bottom, Chaverim Mahu. The Gemara asks a question, Chaverim Mahu Likanef Li'ibo Shana, can Chaverim be used for the Beis Din of extending the year? Nishmanim in Ador, we can learn from the following situation, Ma'aseh Bo Gamliel, Sha'ama Yakuni Shiva Zekeinim La'aliyah V'nechesu Shmoyne, Ama Mihu Shenichnas Shloi Boshuth, אמר שמואל הקוטן, הרגלו, ואמר אני עליתי שלא ברשות, הלך ונזכה לי ונכנסתי לשאול עליה. רבי גמליאל once asked for seven elders to come to the attic of Ibo Shana, means extend the year, and meaning to add a month. Eight elders actually came, and Rabbi Gamliel asked, who came in without permission? Shmuel HaKatan stood up and said, I came in without permission because there was a certain law I needed to clarify, so I came to ask about it. אמר לרבי גמליאל, ומה אלדר דמידה שכל ישראל יודעים שאלה הן Shnayim, Amarti Shata Echad Mehem. Rabbi Gamliel said to him, even though Eldad and Medad were two who were known to all of Bnei Yisrael as great people, I would say you are as great as one of them. Vafilu Kain Le Ibua Bahu Yoma, Vafligina, Bamili, Da'uria, Vavua, Bayoma, Dabasa. Nevertheless, they did not extend it that day, rather, they involved themselves in Torah and they extended it the next day. And the Gemara now brings the Baisa Tanya Sanhedrin, Shiro, Ethahoyreg, Istane Tani, Shnayim, Nasim, Edim, Ameidim, Befnei Hashah. If a Sanhedrin saw a murder themselves, some teach that two of them become witnesses and testify to the other judges, and others teach that they all act as witnesses and testify in front of other judges. Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi, b'shem Rabbi Zeira, k'shem shecholkin kan, kach cholkin b'edus ha'chodesh, Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi, quoting Rabbi Zeira, says, just as there's a dispute here when a Sanhedrin saw a murder, so is a dispute in a case of kiddush ha'chodesh. And the Gemara asks the question, V'yokam chad, V'yasiv chad, V'yokam chad, V'yasiv chad. Now, against this first opinion that we said of the Baisa, let one get up and testify while the other sits, and then they should switch around, and each will act as a judge for the other one. Why do they have to testify together? Shuniyahi she'ein ha'eid na'aseh dayan. The answer is, because a witness who's given testimony cannot then become a dayan to judge on that case. Ruvuna yada shahadu l'chad ba'anash. Azash by Maidun Koime Kafabe. Ravuna knew testimony about a person. That person came before Ravuna to claim that someone owed him money. The other person denied it, even though he knew that Ravuna had witnessed it. Amr Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak began to add Yadda with Ravuna in Nase Rabba at Kafabe. Mao the Ezel Vyasud Alech Koime based in Choirin. Shmuel Bar Yitzchak said to the liar, since you knew that Ravuna is an important person and wouldn't give testimony in that Beis Din, you relied on that to falsely deny it in court. What would you think about Ravuna testifying against you in a different Beis Din? Amalei Ravuna va'avdin kein, amalei in. Ravuna said to Shmuel, should I do that? And Shmuel told him, yes, that he should. V'shoa Ravuna garmei minahu dina va'azav asid koimei Beis Din choren. Ravuna released himself from judging in that Beis Din and he went and testified in a different Beis Din against this person. Tani Rav Shimon bar Yochai, v'kidashtim l'shnas ha'chamishim shana, shanim ata mekadesh v'lei chadashim. The Baisa teaches from Rav Shimon bar Yochai, the Pasuk says in Vayikra, in Perek Chof Hei, Pasuk Yud, and you will sanctify the 50th year. You sanctify the Yovel years, but months you don't sanctify. There's no need to sanctify a month, as it happens by itself anyway. And the Gemara asks, v'atanin, rosh Beis Din oimei mekudosh, but doesn't the Mishnah teach that the head of the Beis Din says it is sanctified? And the Gemara answers, Ma'u Mekudosh Mekuyam. Mekudosh here means it is sustained. Tani Lekidosh HaChodesh Maschilim Megadol. The Baisa says that for Kiddush HaChodesh they begin with the greatest sage. Amar Chiyah Ba'ada, Masnisa Amakein Rosh Beis Din Oimei Mekudosh. Chiyah Ba'ada says this is also taught on the Mishnah, the head of the Beis Din says it is Mekudosh. Tani Le'ibro HaShana Maschilim Anasad. The Baisa says, for Ibra Ashona, extending the year, they begin from the side, means the side of the row of the judges, meaning from the most junior of the judges. Amr Zvida, Vahein Beisa Delara Leinagin Kain. Zvida says, in the Nasi's house, this was not their custom. And they're going to ask the question, V'lo Shmiya, Dama Rabchia Bar Marye, Rab Yona, Rab Abba Rabchia, B'Shem Rab Yechonon, Le'ibra Chodesh Maschilim Migadol, Le'ibra Ashona Maschilim Minasad. V'kwa Nechas Rab Yechonon, V'haya Kotten, Shebekulam, Amuloi, Emor, Hari Ashona Mekudeshes, Be'ibura, Amar Harisha Hashanah Mekudeshes Be'ibura. The question is, didn't they hear that which Rabbi Chiya Bar Marya and Rabbi Yonah said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? For Ibra Chodesh they begin with the greatest sage, and for Kiddush HaChodesh they begin from the side. Rabbi Yochanan once entered for Ibra Hashanah, and he was the most junior, and they said to him, say, the year is sanctified, the sanctified Be'ibur. Now he was the most junior, and he was the first one to declare it. Amav Yonathan, Re'e Loshoin, Shelimadnu, Ben Hanefach, Ilo Amav Be'ibur, Haithi Oime, Ilo Echad, Asa Yom, Shachama, Oidefet Halavona, Be'ibur, Shoisifu Lachachomim, Shloishim Yom. Yonathan says, see the text that Ben Nafach, which is Rechonin, taught us. If he would have said Be'ibur, literally in its extension, I would have said that it means to add on 11 days, that the solar year extends beyond the lunar year. But Be'ibur means that that was added by the sages, refers to the 30 days. Rabbi Yaakov Acha Rabbi Yasser b'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Le'ibu Holchin Acha Minui Lebeis Avad Holchin Acha Regel V'hu Sheyesh Kol Echad Medaber B'Mokoyim V'Chosem. Rabbi Yaakov Acha Rabbi Yasser, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says for Ibu they begin with the one who was first given smicha, but when they start to discuss a halacha in the Beis Medrash, they begin with the one who usually speaks the most. However, each one is given the opportunity to speak and complete his statement. Kagoin, and for example, Rabbi Chanina Pasach. Rabbi Yochanan v'Yishlokish Choisman. Rabbi Chanina began, and Rabbi Yochanan v'Yishlokish concluded. Rabbi Abba Bar Zavdi Pasach, Rabbi Yasser Rabbi Ami Choisman. Rabbi Abba Bar Zavdi began, and Rabbi Yasser and Rabbi Ami concluded. Rabbi Chagai Pasach, Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yossi Choisman, and Rabbi Chagai began, and Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yossi were the ones that concluded. Rabbi Kahana Imni Koimei Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha Va'al Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha Koimei Minayel Ebur. Ama achein ma'ar d'shma yisrael lo mekayim lo. Rav Kahana received smicha before Rav Yaakov Bar Acha. Rav Yaakov Bar Acha entered in for Ibu Shana before him. Rav Kahana said to him, you yourself said that the one who receives smicha first, he's the one that goes first, and you aren't fulfilling what you said. Rav Chiyah Bava Havakayim Matzle al Rav Kahana Vakamle Minchoyre Matzle Chasa Rav Chiyah V'yasev Le Begain Dele Me'ave Koyme Shari Rav Kahana Marech V'silusei Kein de chasal ama kein asun nagen l'sirei Rav Choyn. Rav Chiyah Bar Rava was standing in prayer. Rav Kahana came and stood behind him to pray. Rav Chiyah finished praying and sat down instead of walking back 3 steps, as the halacha instructs, so that he wouldn't enter into the 4 amas of Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana began to pray at length, and after he finished, Rav Chiyah said to him, are you trying to make your teacher suffer? Amalei Rebbe Anna Beis Eli Kaasina Dechsiv Behu Im Miskape Ovein Beis Eli Bezedach Umincha Bezedach Umincha Im Miskape Av Miskape Betfila. Rav Kahana said to Rav Chiyah, no, I'm a descendant of Eli HaKoyen, about whom it's written in Shmuel Aleph Perek Gimel in Pasuk Yudalad that the sin of the house of Eli shall not be atoned by sacrifice or by suffering or by offering. And we learn from there, sacrifice and offering won't atone, but prayer will atone. Rav Chiyah prayed for Rav Kahana that he should live long, as the house of Eli was cursed to die young, and Rav Kahana merited old age and his nails became red like a baby. An elder once disrespectfully preceded Reish Lakish to enter for Ibu Hashanah. Eventually they threw him out when they realized that he wasn't worthy to be there at all, and Reish Lakish said this was his payment for preceding him. Question is, didn't Reish Lakish know that the Rav Kispadar quoted from Rav Yochanan that they once made an Ibu Hashanah with 3 shepherds? The answer is, these shepherds were actually sages, each of them expressing in different ways that the weather didn't suit the month of Adar, but rather the month of Shvat. One said that the barley is the early crop and the wheat is the later one, and if it's the month of Adar, it needs to be hot so that the barley and wheat grow together. One said, if it's Adar, the ox might die in its flock from the cold in the morning, but in the shade of the fig tree he will rub its skin off, meaning that at midday it will still be hot and the ox will rub itself on the tree. One said, if it's Adar, the cold and strong eastern wind will be able to have a person's breath push it away because it's not so strong anymore. And they concluded, but we see this year that this month should be Shvat rather than Adar because it doesn't have any of these signs that we've mentioned. And we extended the year based on their words. Based in Hiskim and Mahim, the question Rabbi Chalba asks is, did Beit Din agree with them? Didn't Rabbi Zeira say that all judges have to agree for the same reason that the year should be extended? The answer is they did agree with each other's reasoning, and that's why it's fine. חשש אמר דאמר רב אלעזר, דאמר רב אלעזר והיפה על ידי הנביאים החויבים שב בסויד עמי, לא יהיו זה איבו, ובכתב בי שיסור יכתבו זה המינוי, ואל אדמה שיסור לעבור זה ארץ שיסור. And Reish Lakish was upset with his elder because he was concerned for the teaching of Rav Elazar, who expounded the pasuk in Yecheskel in Perek Gimel Pasuk Tes, and my hand shall be against the prophets who prophesy vanity. In the council of my people they shall not be. And this refers to Ibar Shana. And in the list of the house of Israel they shall not be inscribed. And this refers to the cessation of receiving of Smicha. And to the land of Yisrael they shall not come. This refers to Eretz Yisrael. Rav Elazar katsalak hacha ama ha gabay hachada. Minune ama had gabai tre. Kad al libua ama ha gabai telas. When Rav Elazar came here to Eretz Yisrael, he said the punishment of and to the land of Israel they should not come was not fulfilled in me. When he was given smicha, he said that the punishment of and in the list of the house of Israel they should not be inscribed was not fulfilled in me. And when he entered into the quorum for Ibar Shana, he said that the punishment of in the council of my people they shall not be, that was not fulfilled in me. Rabbi Abba bar Zavda b'shem of Rav. Tama de Belaza Babsadak Basharoin based in Shimalan, based into the Matan Shimakachinoisoi, Gamhe Mikachinoisoi. Abba Bar Zavda quoting Rav said the reasoning of Belaza Babsadik in Masech Rosh Hashanah that if the moon was not seen on time on the 30th day, Basin do not sanctify it is because it has already been sanctified in heaven. And it's because at the time when the Basin in heaven see that the Basin on earth sanctify it, they also sanctify it.